Hey, welcome to the Commando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Commando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of January 16th, 2021.
I'll tell you, I couldn't imagine. When I heard this story, I was just laughing out loud. Just imagine that you've got millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin on a hard drive, but you have forgotten the password, and only two attempts are left before the money's lost forever. Now, this is exactly what's happening to a German programmer by the name of Stefan Thomas. And he was given 7,000 Bitcoin as payment for a video game 10 years ago. Okay, now that Bitcoin is worth $240 million. But he can't get to it because he doesn't remember the password. So the New York Times wrote all about this, and now offers are pouring in, saying, you know, we can help you, we can help you, we can help you. But I was reading that Stefan, he totally loved the movie Forrest Gump. So I wonder if he tried the password, one Forrest one. Yes. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. You can find us on over 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries. Love that. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open for you at 1-888-825-5254. Let's get this show started. And we're going to talk about what a crazy week it has been in technology. Just so many different things that have been happening. I'm not even sure where to begin. I mean, days after the attack at the U.S. Capitol building, there were all these sweeping changes on social media. And right now, you won't find accounts belonging to outgoing President Donald Trump on any social platform. From Facebook to Twitter, YouTube to Snapchat, and everything in between, the accounts were pulled over concerns of more violence that are leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. And it didn't stop with Trump and colleagues. One service was just totally shut down. This was astounding to me that this could happen. I'm talking about Parler. And its claim to fame was that there was no censorship. And basically, you could post whatever you wanted to post as long as it complied with FCC guidelines. So, you know, no nudity, no sex, no violence, things like that. And it was huge among conservatives and also the extreme far right. But after what happened in D.C., Google and Apple, they both told Parler to, you know, get the violence, get the threatening posts under control, or you're going to be gone from the App Store. And they weren't bluffing. Parler was removed from both Google and Apple. And then Amazon dealt a final blow later by deciding that its AWS cloud service would no longer host the app or the site, effectively just shutting it down. You know, a lot of companies, they don't have their own servers. You know, they use Amazon's web services in the cloud to fund and to fuel their business, rather. So now Parler is suing Amazon while trying to find another service to host it. And right before shutting down, a hacker grabbed just about every post that was made on Parler, even ones that had been deleted, and a data trove roughly 70 terabytes in size, and all that has been archived. And it's not just the post, the GPS data also included the leak, which showed which Parler users were outside the Capitol on January 6th. So it just shows to show you that Parler really didn't have its security act together. Okay, back to the hand about the accounts being pulled from the various social platforms. Okay, Parler totally shut down. And in case you're wondering, because my email box has just been flooded, yes, private companies have the right to kick you out for violating their terms of service. That's not protected free speech. And it's still pretty rich coming from big tech that's never managed ever to get rid of manageable content, ever. So regardless of where your political beliefs are right this moment, we just witnessed the power of big tech's most ruthless players in action. And it should just give you an idea of just how much power and control these companies like Amazon and Facebook and Google that they really have. And they took a hit in the process. Since pulling Trump's accounts, Facebook saw nearly a $48 billion wiped out in market value. $48 billion. Twitter lost about $3.5 billion. And now that Parler's gone, well, at least for now, what's next? So you have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, others still around. But again, posting anything that's deemed to violate the terms of service could get you blocked, your account put into timeout. And so we're now seeing other apps like Signal and Telegram in huge spikes. And a big bump in right-wing social network Gab, And then there are always more options, like encrypted messaging through Signal. And if you were afraid that 2021 was going to be a seamless continuation carbon copy of 2020, don't worry. This year is crafting a completely different image, and it's only mid-January. So because of all the email that I've been getting and the posts on social media asking me, like, what's going on and how can I get away from big tech? Is I wrote a USA Today column that you can read over on our site today, and USA Today will probably post it in the next couple of days. We always post it first on our site. But everybody's asking me, what can we do about the big five? Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Microsoft. I mean, what can you do to get away from all this? Well, there are lesser known options aside from Apple and Google-owned Android phones. There's the Lite phone. It runs on Linux. It doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles. If you don't want to use Google, you can use DuckDuckGo. And you don't have to buy everything that you need at Amazon, of course. I mean, you can go to Walmart and Target, and hey, even your local stores would love to have your business. Social media is tricky, okay? It's hard as you have to download and get all your photos and videos you've ever posted on Facebook before you shut down your account, and we've got the help that you might need over at commando.com. But again, my latest USA Today column deals with getting away from big tech, and you'll find more details about what I just talked about, including alternative to Windows and Mac operating systems. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. This is really very difficult things to deal with. The power and the control. And we've become so dependent upon the internet and social media. And you might want to break that tie. You might be so upset. And again, my USA Today column walks you through all the different options from Google search, from email, and Microsoft and Windows, and just know that it's not going to be easy. And in the middle of all this that was going on in Washington, oh yeah, there was what going on? The Consumer Electronics Show. Well, virtually, of course. And they made history, they said, as the largest digital tech event. They had about 2,000 exhibitors, just virtually. And it doesn't matter what year it is, you always have these strange things that come out of CES. Like, here's a mouthful. The Yves Saint Laurent Beauté Rouge Sur Mesure Power by Perso. Okay. What is that? Okay, it's a gadget that lets you create any shade of lipstick that you might want. You just add color pods and then it mixes them. And there were tons of robots. The Samsung Bot Care acts as your personal assistant. It follows you all around, learns your schedules, and then picks up after you. I'm like, wow, I would really like that in my household. Then there was a furry little guy by the name of Mofflin, an AI-powered pet robot that tries to mimic emotions of real pets, from calm to excited. And yes, it even makes squeaky little noises. And then there was also Kubo, which makes a return. It looks like a cat with a tail, but it doesn't have a head. And it's for you to, I guess, get a comfort from things. But it seems to be inferior to the real thing. But stick around. Later on the show, we're going to go through some of the great products that have been announced at CES. And some of these showstoppers and some of the crazy stuff. Like, there's a 16,000 smart tub. Yes, $16,000 smart tub that's going to be coming down the pike. And so you want to stick around for all of that. It has been just a really weird week for technology, that's for sure. And you always hear me talk about how important it is to update your computer, but it doesn't stop at your operating system. If you skip driver and firmware updates, you're opening yourself up to some serious privacy issues. Driver vulnerabilities have affected huge companies like Intel and NVIDIA that produce hardware used in so many of our computers. And with many of us continuing to work from home, security experts predict more attacks than ever on our PCs this year. So here's what you can do. Let the pros at Solve IQ help. Give your PC a high IQ. Get it? With Solve IQ. Their patented software works behind the scenes to help your computer perform better. They're going to plug all those security holes, and they're going to make sure that you can get all your important tasks done quickly, efficiently, and safely. For only $9.99 a month, you can speak to a real person to get help whenever you need it. A professional tech. That's right, $9.99 a month. Call them as many times as you like. In the time it takes to make a cup of coffee, their expert team can go through your entire system, making sure that you're up to date, you're running smoothly, and you're protected from all these vulnerabilities. It's the next best thing to having me just come over to your house and fix things up. So raise your PC's IQ with solveiq.com/m. That's solve, S-O-L-V-E, and the letters IQ. com. SolveIQ.com/Kim. Had people like send me some notes over this past week saying, you know, I can't find it. Well, it's not solve like IQ, it's solve IQ, like your intelligence quotient. So you're going to increase your PC's IQ. You want to stay right where you are because coming up in this week's Digital Life Hack, especially in light of what's been going on this past week, it's something that you definitely don't want to miss. We're going to walk you through step-by-step how to erase everything that Google knows about you. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, if you ever have a question that you'd like to ask me here on the show, or maybe you want us to answer one of our tips on the website, is that it's really simple to do. Just head over to komando.com, and at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us, and then just fill that form out, send me your message. And by the way, I'm the only person that reads your email, so you don't have to worry about anything. So that's komando.com, and at the bottom of every page, there's a link that says contact us. And how about we start this hour with Steve in Albany, Georgia. Hello there, Steve. Glad to have you with us today.
I'm glad to be with you. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
So what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I have a question for you about security cameras. There is a plethora of them on the market, and trying to wade through them is becoming difficult. My daughter had suggested some cameras, and I looked at them, and they seemed to be fine, night vision and everything. When I received them, I found out that they were going to have to be hardwired and connected to electricity.
That's not good.
And the cost for that was going to be prohibitive, so I need your help on trying to find the more economical and battery-powered solution, if possible.
So why do you need battery-powered?
Where I don't have to have them connected to electricity and have to have an electrician install them.
Okay, so there's no way, there's no electrical outlet near a place that you would want to do it? Because the reason why I say this, Steve, is that you're really limiting your options by saying that it's battery powered. Because then, you know, you're looking at, okay, well, how long does it, you know, it's going to run on solar, and then how long does the battery last, and then it's probably not going to have a lot of features built in because of those limitations. And they might even be a little bit more expensive. Like, for example, you could buy, there's a company by the name of Wyze, and that's W-Y-Z-E. They make really inexpensive cameras, okay? And their cameras are like probably $35 versus a Nest Cam is $300. So you're absolutely right. There's a gazillion cameras on the market. So how do you narrow it down, right? And it kind of becomes the same thing as if you were to buy a car. Do you want to buy it for performance? Do you want to buy it for utility? Do you need to have Apple CarPlay or big tires? You need a pickup truck. So, you know, so if we start looking at any type of tech purchase in that vein, it starts to make a little bit more sense. So, like, for example, the Nest Cam is on the upper end, and it's a, you know, very small camera, but it's $300, and it can do things like send you a text when your daughter walks in the room because it's going to do facial recognition. And it will let you hear and talk. And so if you're miles away and you want to, you can use the camera as almost like a video phone, if that's what you wanted to do. Now, when you look at the $35 cameras, it doesn't have any of those options in there. So what do you want this camera to do?
I really want it to put up by my shop and watch over my cars and traffic in the alley and the front door, and the same thing for my daughter's condo. I wanted to put one up by her front and back door.
Okay, so these are not indoor cameras. These are outdoor cameras.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that changes the picture. Because if you are looking for outdoor cameras, then that does make sense that we're going to have them solar powered. And that's what you're going to be looking for. And solar powered so that this way you could just mount them anywhere. And in addition to that, what always works is that you buy signs that say video surveillance taking place. I put those signs up around our properties and say that there's also signs that will say that the video footage is stored in the cloud. So if somebody is even thinking about doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and they think, well, we're going to get in there and we're going to take that camera down, you're letting them know that the footage is not even available on the property. It's already being sent to the cloud. So
Okay.
that should deter a lot of thieves along the way. So let me do this. Let me go shopping for you. Like there's Arlo, there's Lorex, there's Nest. And I want to make sure that I get the best camera because in night vision, I'm sure is going to be uber important to you, because especially if it's in an alley, and we want to make sure that your daughter's safe and things like that. So let me put together a list of products for you. And then, as always, whenever I do this, as I love to spend other people's money, is that I put the list over at commando.com in the community. We have the Q&A forum, and I'll give you two or three options. Just based on various budgets, and I'll tell you the features in each one, because that makes it a lot easier than just giving a couple products out on the air and then saying, just go find them. Not so much. Steve, thank you so much for your call. Hey, listen, a good night's rest starts with YourPillow. And right now, MyPillow has an amazing deal for a limited time. The Premium Queen MyPillow is only $29.98. Great deal. Lowest price ever. Just go to mypillow.com and use my name, Kim, as your promo code at checkout. All right, it's official. Google has now purchased Fitbit. Way back in 2019, Google said, all right, we're going to acquire that for about $2 billion. So, what this means is that now your Fitbit is part of big tech as far as Google's tracking and their records and things like that. We have a lot of information about it on how to configure your Fitbit account if you have one, if that's making you nervous, over on the website. Hey, stay right where you are. Speaking of Google, still to come, just a few moments away, we have more of your phone calls and our digital life hack about, what you're going to do about Google now that big tech is really in the forefront here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, some time ago on the website, I think also here on the show, we talked about Amazon-owned Ring, and they have this app called Neighbors. And what it does is it will let you go ahead and see what's happening exactly in your neighborhood. Well, there's been an issue with the Neighbors app. A recent bug made it possible for bad actors to access location data of Ring owners when they made posts on the app. I mean, precise locations. I'm talking about home addresses that were being pulled directly from Ring servers that could be combined with other information to identify you. And Ring says that the bug has been patched, but it just brings up another point. Like, we have a problem. It's a bug. It was a programming error. It's a flaw, whatever it is. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the video doorbell is supposed to get rid of the porch pirates, not bring more to your front door. Moments away from our digital life hack, and then later on this hour, I got to tell you about an overpayment scam. And back to the phones we go with Mark in South Dakota. Hello there, Mark.
Good afternoon, Kim. As a new listener to your show today, but for many years, I appreciate what you do for all of us. And I'm nervous. This is my first call. So let me thank you for taking my call today. And I'm calling in the middle of a South Dakota blizzard, if you can
Oh
believe that.
no. Oh gosh.
They've closed roads, they've closed the interstate. It's pretty bad up here, but I'm warm and it's inside. So
Perfect.
let me tell you a little background, if I might. I'm
Please do.
calling on behalf of a startup nonprofit, and we're one that promotes music education with a full parade that will be dedicated to high school marching bands. Our plans include live streaming of our parade. And Kim, that's the reason for my call. With the changing environment on the internet and cancellations and all kinds of things like that, how can we reduce those risks with what we're planning to do, live streaming our event, and we don't even know what the reasons might be? And
Yeah, that's a
I
really
don't even know where to turn. Everything that you look at or pursue information about, there's layers of who owns them and who can cancel and how it cancels. And I'm concerned that we make a good decision as we try to put this together.
Well, I actually had a chance to look at your video, and it was pretty
Oh.
amazing. You know what? I love what you're doing. This is a lot of work, by the way. How many bands? Was it 40 bands?
Yeah, we're going to try to have 40 bands in the parade. It's going to be a full 3-hour parade.
Wow, that's a long parade, but it's, you know, how wonderful it is. And, you know, and it does seem like big tech will arbitrarily make decisions. You know,
yes.
And how do we know what's behind it? And sometimes I hear from people who they can't get it back into their Facebook account and they're not even sure what they did. And so
I know
if you're spending this much time and effort and energy, it's wise to start thinking about the what ifs. Not that somebody's going to say, I don't like a parade. I mean, that would be a big party pooper, right? I mean,
well,
but we just want to have you're smart to have a backup, some type of plan, background plan. So in the event that something does happen, makes common sense. I mean, in the studios, we have two or three of everything. Just in case something breaks during a broadcast, we can swap it out very quickly and keep going. And
so
especially,
if I'm hearing your comment, you're saying have two live streaming companies lined up in case one goes wrong.
Yes. I'm saying get this on Facebook Live, get it on YouTube, maybe stream it on Instagram. If you want, IBM has their own streaming service because, quite frankly, you know, I worked for IBM and I can tell you firsthand that if something happens on IBM, it takes a really long time because it's a really big company. So your parade would be over for like a month before somebody at IBM go, hey, you know what? We didn't really like that, but we should probably do something about it. Let's have a committee and do a plan for the next time that happens. I mean, just saying, this is big company.
Well, I mean, you hear about examples in this time period where things are just canceled with no notice or right in the middle of something. And as an example, we're going to start a parade with a military tribute. What if one of those sensor people just doesn't like military and they pull the plug and we have no notice? It could be that simple. I don't mean that as the only example, but it is an example.
So I would put it on as many streaming services as possible.
Okay.
And in addition, I mean, your other option, which just really isn't feasible, is for you to be your own CDN, content distribution network, which you'd have to build a server farm, have the lines, have the equipment, make sure you have the infrastructure and the people to run it. And that just becomes cumbersome and not really very practical, right? So
is it practical at any level? I mean, like, I don't mean to ask this on a personal level, but does your company do that? Are you big enough that you can do it?
Nope. Mm-mm. No, we use various companies to get the streaming out there. We're not dependent on big tech, but we're dependent on companies like Akamai and BitGravity and some other companies along the way. That are not public facing, but somebody at Akamai could decide they don't like your parade.
Sure.
So,
but we'd know that in advance, right?
Okay. So hopefully, but what I would also do just to, I'd say, you know, CYA, I would contact each of these companies in their corporate communications departments and say, this is what's going on. We're going to promote that the parade's available through Instagram or through Facebook or whatever it may be. And we'd like your help to promote it, maybe on your social media feed that this is going on. It's a nonprofit. We're benefiting, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so this way, at least you become on their radar in the unlikely event that something happens that you'll have everything up and going. Because you're right. I mean, it's so, we are at such a point. I never envisioned this myself. In all the years that I've been talking about technology, Mark, I've never envisioned what has happened over the last, say, not just month, not just the last week, but really like the last couple of years, where now people are suddenly starting to see how manipulated they are being on social media.
Well, you have no sense of your vulnerability. And that's what I'm trying to protect a little bit. And who to even ask. You know, you can't call the principal and ask the principal for his own rules. You've got to go to a third party, and there aren't any third parties evaluating this right now.
No, and it's going to change because now people understand it and they see it and they're being affected by it. And they're seeing how distorted and how controlling and how, you know, it really is a monopoly.
Yeah.
And what we and how we're going to deal with this and what we're going to do to move forward. I don't have the answers. I'm just saying that, you know, we all need to step back and say, is this right? Yes, we don't pay for Gmail, but we're paying with our data. We don't pay for Facebook, but we're giving them every piece of information, intel about us, so that they can go in turn, make billions of dollars, and then show us what they want us to see. And you know what's interesting about this, Mark, is that I saw a survey recently that said 60% of Americans on Facebook, 60%, think that the news that they see on Facebook is being generated by the Facebook news department. Okay.
Well, that's part of the vulnerability, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no Facebook news department. This is not, you know, well, anyway, I don't want to get into biased media or anything like that, but it's
no.
Things have to change. But again, just to answer your question, and is that put it on every streaming service? And when you get it up and running, I want you to make sure that you tell us about it because I want to be able to help you promote it because I think it's really fabulous. And again, Mark, thank you so much for your call. I got to do our digital life hack right now. And this week it's brought to you by ExpressVPN. What if there was someone out there who kept a log of every single thing you did, every minute of the day? That'd be creepy, right? Well, what if I told you that's exactly what happens every time you go online? Your internet provider like AT&T or Comcast is allowed to store logs of every website that you've ever visited and can legally sell this data to anyone. That's why I always use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers, so your internet provider can't see or log what you do online. Now, many of you may be wondering, doesn't that just mean that the VPN can log my data instead? No. ExpressVPN is the only VPN I trust because they use trusted server technology. They were the first major VPN to engineer all of their servers to run in RAM. This makes it impossible for their VPN servers to store any data at all. So just visit expressvpn.com/Kim right now and find out how you can get 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim, expressvpn.com/Kim. You know, Google knows a lot about all of us, right? But every search, every click, every message, every request, any video that you see on YouTube, anything that you say to a Google assistant, there is a silver lining. You can delete almost everything you've ever shared with Google and get at least some, not all, some of your privacy back. And we're going to tell you exactly how to erase everything that Google knows about you. Number one is Google uses your search history to build a detailed profile about you. So if you want to start removing your information from Google, your search history is exactly where you begin. It's not easy to do. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at it. There are 6 or 7 different steps that you can find over on our website. Number two is Google Assistant. It's a handy way to set reminders, get quick answers, but again, Google keeps tabs on those interactions, and if you're creeped out, you can delete all those recordings. Next on our list are personalized ads. You know, it sounds good. You only see the ads for things that you want to buy. Well, isn't it kind of disturbing when you just search for something on one website and then you're someplace else and you start seeing ads for all that? You can turn off interest-based ads. You can opt out with an extension on Chrome. You can also turn off ad personalization within Google itself. If you use Google's web browser, next on our list is Chrome. You're going to give the company access to your web history. So I want you to remove your Chrome browsing data too. And now, what about Google Photos? Yeah, all right. Google scans your photos using facial recognition. It can determine locations where you've been, scan for landmarks in the background. The other thing that it can do is show you on a timeline exactly everywhere that you've been and every photo that you've taken there. So if you want to start removing this information, if you want to start getting some of your privacy back, go over to commando.com right now while you're thinking about it and hit the link that says Kim Show, because you'll find all the steps that I just spoke about right there. Hey, if you're listening to the show and gets interrupted for whatever the reason, I just want to let you know you get the entire show as a podcast over at getkim.com. Hey, let's talk about out-of-date software and driver vulnerabilities that can totally open your PC up to serious security and privacy issues. Let the pros at SolveIQ help. Visit solveiq.com/kim. That's Solve, S-O-L-V-E, and the letters IQ.com/Kim. Your PC's IQ is going to be a lot higher if you go to solveiq.com/Kim. Let's see. We have Dave in Tennessee. Hi there, Dave.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. I find your website exceptional, especially for a guy my 60s plus.
Okay.
I need a lot of help with getting around, especially in today, which is really why I'm calling. I happened to be on Parler at the time when it went dark. And what I mean,
did it really?
What I mean by saying dark, it actually went dark on my screen. There was a white background and all of a sudden it went black. And then a few minutes later, I found out that they had shut it down. And this scares me as a senior. I grew up as a young man just watching the news on TV and reading my local newspaper. Well, now we've gone to the internet, you know, the news is on the internet, it's on the TV, it's sure. on the radio. And the internet is very convenient. And, you know, I've come to really enjoy it. And, you know, there's a lot of good about it. But now there's a lot of things that I feel is very scary. You know, I'm just an average person. And I was on Parler and I was, you know, listening and looking at all the stuff that was on there. And I voiced my opinion in a few areas there. I'm not going to be specific, but it concerned me. And I thought, wow, they've shut this thing down now. Are they looking at me? Are they going to make a list? And now you hear all this stuff on the news about Google and Amazon and Apple. I use YouTube.
Sure.
I use YouTube. I'm a fix-it guy. If I need help how to fix stuff, I look at YouTube and I look at information. I'm wondering, are they listening to me?
Valid.
Are they looking at
concern.
My emails?
You're not being paranoid. Everything is being tracked. Every single thing that you look at. Now, Amazon and Apple and Google say that they got rid of Parler because of the violence and how it was interacting and people were using it during the Capitol building attacks. And Parler didn't put any clamps down. They didn't try to control it. There was no third-party monitoring. And so big tech companies said that they had no other choice but for the safety of other users, the country, whatever they want to say. But you are being tracked. Everything that you do is going into a database. Just imagine that there is a digital avatar of you in the cloud with every single thing that you've ever looked at on the internet, anything that you've ever interacted with, anything that you ever purchased is a full replica of you in the cloud that's being bought and sold time and time again and being added to. And it's, you know, nobody ever wants to answer the question, do the insurance companies look at this?
Yeah.
To see and to judge you? I mean, what's really happening? Are they looking back? And so in answer to your question, Dave, yeah, it is. It's very concerning. So what I'd like to do is send you my latest USA Today column, which you can find on commando.com, that walks you through various options. You don't have to use Google. You can use DuckDuckGo. You don't have to use YouTube. There is an alternative for that too. And then let me know your thoughts in about 2 weeks. Tell me if you feel a little bit safer, and thank you for your call. We got more coming up here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so spreading again, the overpayment scam. That's where somebody tries to sell you something online and then they give you too much money and then it's all bogus. So don't fall for it. But I need you to stay right where you are because we have another hour coming up. We have our DIY security tip you definitely don't want to miss and more of your phone calls that are just excellent here on the Westar Multimedia Network.